The extent of the damage and need in Tonga following the weekend's eruption and tsunami remains unclear as the Defence Force prepares to send aid to the islands. With most communication links to the Pacific nations still severed, Tongans in New Zealand have little or no news about their friends and whānau. Minister of Foreign Affairs Nanaia Mahuta's office told RNZ no further updates can be provided until a surveillance flight returns from Tonga and the information is handed over to the Tongan government. That Orion landed back in New Zealand last night. Many in the Tongan community of New Zealand are feeling on edge as they wait for news. Joining us now is Jenny Salesa, the local MP for Panmure Otahuhu and the co-chair of the newly established Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee. Kia ora, Jenny. I'm sure there are plenty of people here in New Zealand desperate for any scrap of information. What's the latest you're aware of?
Malo apito, and can I just say that we continue to pray for all of our people in Tonga. We pray for their safety and their well-being as they respond and deal with the effects of this volcanic eruption and tsunami. And from what we've seen so far, it's really heartbreaking what's happening on the ground. I can say that a lot of our people have reached out to both myself and my co-chair, who was also an MP, Anahila Kanongataaswiswiki, basically worried and anxious because of the fact that they cannot contact their own families back home, either by phone or by email because the internet is still down. We have established Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee, and the main role of what we're doing is really to coordinate and help families here in New Zealand who would like to send care packages to their own families back in Tonga. We have seen snippets of information, though, from the New Zealand High Commissioner, Acting Person Peter Lund, over in Tonga. He made a post basically saying that Nukualofa is still standing, that it's covered and blanketed in ash. You know, there have been two people missing, and my heart goes out to the family of Angela Glover, who is now the first confirmed casualty in Tonga. Our sincere condolences for the loss of this beloved lady to all her family.
What are some of the more specific concerns people here in New Zealand have about friends and family?
They're really just worried about their safety. It's basically not knowing whether they are well, not knowing whether any of their family members are missing or have been washed out to sea. It's basically that lack of communication that is worrying to people back here in New Zealand. And I've had people from Australia and the States, Tongan people, contacting me with similar worries as well. We do know, of course, and this is because I was able to connect via Zoom with one of the church ministers from Hapai. This is 2 nights ago now. And he actually told us that there is damage to houses in Hapai, blanketed in ash as well. But the best news from him, though, is that as far as he knows from the main island of Hapai, no lives have been lost. And so having these small snippets of information come through is really providing some relief for some people here, although there are still people worried, not knowing, you know, and not having heard directly from their family members in Tonga, Vava'o, and all the other outer islands as well.
Is there anything we can say about what we might have learned from yesterday's initial reconnaissance flight?
As far as I know, and this is actually what has been reported from Australia, actually, is that there is significant damage to roads and bridges. The information, of course, from New Zealand is still being analysed, and I'm sure the Minister of Defence and the Minister of Foreign Affairs will be making some statements about that. But can I say back to the work of our relief committee that we are appealing to container companies here in New Zealand. Our committee is voluntary. We do not have any resources at this time, and we will gladly accept donations of containers at no cost, please, so that we can help families in Tonga, especially families here in New Zealand who would like to donate. We would also, of course, look to accepting donations from non-Tongans and companies because, of course, there are families in Tonga who don't have direct family members here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And what happens then is we would send the care packages to the chief of the village. They will then distribute those care packages out to families that do not have family connections here in New Zealand. And if I can just say that this is work that we have done, this is what families overseas usually do when natural disasters hit in the Pacific. And I was actually previous chair of the Hapai Relief Committee. We had at that time sent 10 containers back to Tonga full of care packages, including bottled water, because at the time, similar to now, the appeal is for clean drinking water.
Yeah, bottled water. What else exactly is going to be needed most?
Basically, what we will do is we would fill the container with groceries, but non-perishable foods, things like flour, rice, sugar. And the appeal, of course, to Tongan families here is when you go grocery shopping and you shop for yourselves, please make sure that those are the items. If when you're sending the items of grocery to your own families in Tonga, please don't give us things that you yourselves won't necessarily eat here in New Zealand.
Just lastly, we've been getting a report about ash being on the runway, preventing this Hercules, which is ready to go to deliver aid, being able to land. It's not able to land at the moment. What do you know about that? And would airdrops potentially be the solution?
I'm sure that that is one of the options, but I know that authorities are working as fast as they can to ensure that the supplies that's needed, including, water kits. I know that one of the Navy ships here in New Zealand has desalination, so that they're able to convert seawater to drinking water. But as far as I know, those announcements are being made by the Minister of Defence as to when those two ships are going to be ready to then be sent. Of course, we are waiting for official word from the government of Tonga as to what it is that they're needing. This is, of course, what our Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, had already stated when she had her media stand-up, is that, of course, we in New Zealand are at the ready. We are ready to send the assistance to Tonga, but, of course, we would like to be informed about what it is that they would like us to put in those Navy ships.
Ngā mihi mō tēnā, that was Jenny Salesa, the local MP for Panmure Otahuhu.